I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game, some cautionary thoughts for the residents of any city aspiring to host the Olympics. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
Perhaps everybody has had their fill of Super Bowl talk by now, but I am curious about whether you were surprised when the numbers proved that more people watched last Sunday's game than anything else that had ever been on TV.
No, because every now and then the Super Bowl does that and they get a matchup that people really want to see. I would imagine that most of those numbers are driven by the New England Patriots, since the Seattle Seahawks, while the defending Super Bowl champions, didn't exactly have a national profile.
Count Football Hall of Famer Charles Haley among those who were not impressed by the New England Patriots' win over the Seattle Seahawks. Mr. Haley has described all four of quarterback Tom Brady's Super Bowl rings as tainted. Too harsh?
Yes, much too harsh. Charles Haley's going to the Hall of Fame, and good for him. But his is not an opinion on whom other people should base theirs.
Nice sentence you got there.
Thank you.
Earlier this week, Tom Brady said that he would love to give the truck that he'd won as Super Bowl MVP to Malcolm Butler, without whom the Patriots almost certainly would have lost. The experts have done the math, and after gifting the $35,000 truck, Brady would owe $21,500 in taxes, so maybe a nice gift basket.
Wait a minute now. He would have to pay this tax even if he didn't, if he just gave the thing to Butler?
Yeah, you can't.
Even if Butler didn't pay him?
Absolutely. There's a limit on how much giving you can do.
Oh, come on, Bob Kraft. Write Tom Brady a check and get this transaction done.
I may be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Bob Kraft has already written Tom Brady some checks.
Write him another one. It's not like you don't know his address.
In other pro football news, a Packer, a Colt, and a Cowboy were arrested this week, Charlie.
Did they walk into a bar with ducks on their head?
I was hoping you'd go that way. Anyway, a gun, drugs, and $190,000 in cash figured in the first instance. The other two involved the assault of a pizza delivery man, and the final one, a domestic violence call. How long before Commissioner Goodell says 2015 is another tough year on him?
It's already been another tough year on him between, you know, the deflated ball scandal, which is still unresolved, and now the fact that it's now, you know, criminal act season among his players again.
Didn't take long. The New Orleans Pelicans put a stop to the Atlanta Hawks' 19-game winning streak this week. You are in Atlanta, as I understand it. Were basketball fans down there starting to get worried about the cries of break up the Hawks?
No, they weren't, because the whole thing caught everybody by surprise. They expected a good season, but not this good. And now the Hawks have to demonstrate they can rebound. Of course, five players will be the MVP. From the Hawks, that shouldn't be too hard.
I know. Five Hawks starters designated Eastern Conference Players of the Month in January. Was this an emotional decision based on the winning streak, or did these guys all deserve it?
They all deserve it because, I mean, there's no one of them that you can demonstrate being more valuable than the other four.
Going forward, I assume that this Atlanta team is built for the season's long haul. January wasn't a fluke, right?
No, it wasn't a fluke. I wouldn't expect them to win 19 out of 20 games over and over again, but they are legitimate, at least Eastern Conference title contender.
Charlie, golf pioneer Charlie Sifford died on Tuesday. Would it be an exaggeration to say that as the first black member of the PGA Tour, Mr. Sifford endured insults and threats as rank and frightening as anything Jackie Robinson faced with the Dodgers?
Yeah, I think, of course, Jackie Robinson had a higher profile because he was playing a game that touched more people than golf did. But I think in terms of entrenched white privilege and entrenched institutional racism, you know, this is something that golf hasn't even entirely gotten over yet. Mm. So I think that Charlie Sifford should be at least reckoned in history with Jackie Robinson.
Actor Samuel L. Jackson tweeted a remembrance of Sifford, calling him the greatest African-American golfer most of you never heard of. Why do you think more people weren't aware of Charlie Sifford's accomplishments?
Well, I mean, I was. My father, when we used to watch golf on Sunday afternoons, when my father drank his one beer of the week, always talked about Charlie Sifford as being the only African-American golfer on the tour. In history, he's been eclipsed by Tiger Woods, who, to his credit, has always given Charlie Sifford credit for showing the way. But I think that, you know, a lot of Charlie Sifford's obscurity has to do with the fact that golf is simply not as high a profile sport as the others.
Joggers in Salem, Oregon are under attack, Charlie. There have been at least four reported incidents in the past month, and local birders are investigating. What? What do birders have to do with this?
There's a killer owl on the loose, Bill. They've been being attacked by this barred owl who is taking no prisoners, apparently.
Uh-oh.
He's stealing hats and things.
I don't know why you didn't shout sports. Is it because you're in Atlanta?
Because I know there's probably something better coming later.
All right, here it comes. Finally, this week, Rex Ryan apparently wanted to demonstrate that he's very serious about his new job as head coach of the Buffalo Bills. How'd he do that?
He got the color of his tattoo changed.
Yep.
He had a Jets jersey, obviously a green Jets jersey tattooed on his arm, and now he had to change the green to blue. I don't even want to know how you do that, by the way.
Painfully.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, can you change the green to blue, or don't you get yellow or something if you do that?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course he joins me each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.